Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there, too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels. And whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there, too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS. It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world, but it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000, but not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at livestock futures here this morning. And kind of a tough finish yesterday. Looks like livestock lower across the board yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We did see a tough finish yesterday. But the finish was not the end of the game, and we'll explain what we're getting at. We saw the cattle trade negative yesterday. And some contracts even made new contract lows in live cattle and feeder cattle contracts, and we closed with triple-digit losses. But as you know, we closed the official price at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but we still have 3 more hours of trading after that the market can continue higher or lower. And we saw around 2:30 yesterday afternoon when the Dow started making new highs for the session. It gave upside to our cattle complex, too. And we went from trading negative with triple-digit downside to actually seeing some contracts get back on the positive side yesterday late in that final 3 hours of trading, even though we did see a triple-digit loss at the end of the day. And we also are pretty much looking for cash cattle trade this week to be steady money at the best. And we saw choice box beef yesterday, 38 cents higher, selects down 20 cents, total movement of 178 loads, cattle kill 108,000 head, and we saw the cash feeder index down 84 cents. Might remind everybody, today is the final trading session for August feeder cattle futures and options.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk about our grain futures now this morning, and why don't you kind of wrap up how those grains ended the day yesterday?
Well, soybean futures, Dave, led the grains and the soy complex to their lower closes yesterday. Only Kansas City wheat was able to close positive, and it was only slightly positive. We also saw the spread between Kansas City and Chicago wheat narrow up yesterday, too, as we're getting closer, especially on that December contract, to the unchanged area between Chicago and Kansas City. Chicago still holds a premium over Kansas City wheat, which is very unusual. It does not happen very often. Now, news-wise, it was another very quiet session yesterday for our grain trade. The world and China demand for U.S. grain and soybeans is still a negative factor that continues to depress prices, especially just ahead of our fall harvest. Now, Egypt yesterday afternoon issued a tender for wheat. We also saw our equity markets in Asia and Europe overnight have been trading higher, and the grain trade overnight has been mostly positive, as has most all the commodities. At the moment, December Casey wheat is holding up 0.75 cents. December corn's up 1.5 cents. November soybeans are 11 cents higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.